This episode of Pueblo's Podcast is presented by
Montgomery & Stewart Funeral Directors are proud to be independent, just like you. They're owned and operated by lifetime Puebloans, not by any of the giant funeral home chains. This means they only answer to the families they serve, not to outside stockholders. Your independence allows you to select which funeral home you will call at the time of need or when considering a pre-need plan. That same independence allows you to choose a local funeral home where you know your wishes will be followed to the letter. Since 1922, they've worked hard to make a positive difference in the Pueblo community by providing service and care for families of all faiths and ethnic origins. Please call them today. They never use high-pressure sales tactics and will be happy to answer your questions and discuss your options at your convenience at their funeral home or in the privacy of your home. Call Montgomery & Stewart Funeral Directors today, 719-542-1552. Montgomery & Stewart Funeral Directors in downtown Pueblo. I'm Dave Moore, and this is Pueblo's Podcast. My special guest today is Brady Shaw, an amazing young golfer from Pueblo, Colorado. How are you doing, Brady?
Good.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And tell us a little bit about your background. You grew up in Pueblo, right? Mm-hmm. And how old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
12, all right. And elementary school did you go to?
I went to PSAS, and now I'm going to Connect Charter School.
Okay. And you've been golfing for how long?
About 10 years now.
About 10 years. Started when you were two.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty amazing. You just decided it looks like fun. Let's play golf.
Yeah. I would wake up from a nap, and I just like when I was like 3 or 4, and I would watch some golf like on the TV on my dad's lap. So
nice. And did you have back when you were 2 and 3 and 4? Did you have a favorite golfer back then?
I don't think so.
Okay, but you do have a favorite golfer now.
Yeah, my favorite golfer is Jordan Spieth.
Oh boy, he's amazing, isn't he?
Oh yeah.
Wow, have you got a chance to meet him yet?
No, but when I was at Augusta, I got a ton of signatures, mm-hmm. and I saw him on the range. Like he hit so many balls, he was probably there for like 4 hours.
Oh wow!
And we were all waiting to get his signature, and he went through the other side of the building to the first tee. So we didn't get his signature, but I'm going to try and get his signature soon.
I'll bet. I'll bet sometime he'll want your signature too. What do you think?
That'd be fun. That'd be nice.
That'd be cool. And you mentioned Augusta. You were there in April for the 2023 Drive Chip and Putt Championship, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Tell us about that. What is that all about?
So there's 10 kids that from about 3,000 to 4,000, 10 kids qualify for the national championship.
You were one of thousands, one of 10. You were among the 10, one of 3,000 or so to qualify. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yes, and they have a drive, a chip, and a putt portion. For the drive, they take your longest drive, and you get 2 shots at it. For the chip, they combine your chip, like your total like feet, and they combine it.
That's feet away from the hole?
Yeah.
Okay.
And same with putt.
Okay. And how did you do on the drive?
I did okay on the drive. The first shot, the nerves got to me, so
sure.
I hit it way out to the right.
That happens.
Second drive, I hit it okay, and I hit it about 195.
195 yards.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. A lot of adults can't hit it that far. I don't think I can. In fact, I know I can't. And then tell me about the chip portion.
Yeah, the chip was good. I did okay on it. I hit one close, and then I think I left one like 7 feet probably out.
Okay. All right. And then putting, you did pretty well. What was the putting competition like?
The putt was super good. I made both of the putts, and I made the 30 footer, and then I made the 15 footer. Or only 7 people have done that in like the whole competition.
Wow.
Ever? Yeah.
No kidding. Good for you. That is amazing. Wow. And so how did you end up finishing?
I came second.
Second out of thousands of people
that qualified, and then you were one of the 10, and you came in second.
Yeah.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is so awesome. Oh, my gosh. That is terrific. And then you also have just recently returned from Pinehurst.
Yeah. It was so much fun. That place is just awesome. I played in a tournament called the U.S. Kids World Championship.
Okay.
I did pretty good in it. I shot 1 under the first day, 2 over the second day. Then I struggled the last day. I shot 8 over, but I improved from last year.
Okay. And that's got to be a great experience.
Oh, yeah. It's so much fun.
And that was your second time there at Pinehurst? Or you've been there before?
I've been there. I think that was my 6th year.
Oh, nice. All right. And how did you finish at Pinehurst?
I came tied for 57th.
Okay. Out of hundreds, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, about 150 kids.
Oh, that's amazing. And you're 12. What age groups are you competing against?
More 12-year-olds.
All 12-year-olds?
Yeah.
Well, that's just incredible. So, Brady, how many tournaments have you won?
I've won 70 tournaments.
70 tournaments?
Yeah.
Wow. What was your first tournament that you won?
I think it was about when I was about 6 years old at Golden Broken Tee.
Okay. That is amazing. And so what's the most important tournament?
The next one.
The next one. I love that. And then breaking it down game-wise, what's the most important shot?
The next shot.
The next shot.
Never look back. Like, if you make a bogey, and just stay ahead. Don't look back on that bogey.
Oh, that's super advice. Yeah. All golfers, no matter how old they are, can use that advice, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Thanks, Brady. I appreciate that. It's just amazing to meet you and talk with you about your golf. Are there things that you try to do every day or every other day that you work on? How often do you practice, and what things do you try to work on?
So I probably practice about 5 to 6 days a week.
Okay.
And I try and like work on things that my coach has been telling me to work on.
Mm-hmm.
Like my grip, I've been trying to work on that. Just my swing, just trying, because I'm working with a person named Ed Oldham.
Okay.
He's one of the best coaches in Colorado.
Wow.
And so I'm working with him. He's gotten me a lot better.
Okay. And what is he teaching you about your grip and your swing, for instance?
So he wants my grip to like be moved over a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants my top hand to be like more like square.
Okay.
And he's just been helping me so much.
And when you change that grip, can you see the results?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? That's amazing.
Yeah.
And what about, people say golf is the short game, but I have trouble getting on the green at times. So that's the drive and pitch. But once you get on the green, is there a secret to putting? I mean, you have to kind of read the green, and right?
So what I like to do is I like feel the putt.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever side of my feet has the most like weight on it, that's where it's gonna break, and I feel how much that is. So if it's just a little bit, I'll play a little bit outside the hole. But if it's a lot, then I'll play a lot outside the hole.
Okay. And how did you learn that technique?
I think I've been doing it for quite a bit.
Like, so you feel the way the green is laying with your feet.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Maybe I'll have to try that. That's, obviously, it works for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you go to Connect Charter School.
Yep.
And you're going to be in 7th grade?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what are you looking forward to about school?
Just seeing my friends.
Sure.
Just seeing a lot of my friends. I'm excited to learn a little bit.
Okay. All right. That's always good.
Yeah.
And what are some of your favorite subjects?
Probably math and science.
Okay. What do you like about math? What kind of math do you like? You like algebra, geometry?
I just like doing like the math, like just like I just always
just
like
math
adding.
Problems.
Yeah, I just like
okay.
Multiplying complex math problems. Yeah, I just like doing it. And science, I just like doing science experiments. So I would go to 607 our lab,
mm-hmm.
and we would do like we'd make like bottle rockets. We'd do like contraptions. It'd be like super fun.
So tell me, last year you made bottle rockets. How do you do that?
So you put water like in like the bottom of it, and you make like kind of like an airplane shape.
Okay.
And you grab a bicycle pump and you like pump it up, and then like you would like pull a rope, and like I think something like would pull, mm-hmm. and the bottle would just go shooting up. And yeah, it was so much fun. I think one of my friends, they probably got it up like higher than like the school.
Oh, wow. Like, so it's literally a bottle that turns into a rocket. It's not like a bottle rocket from 4th of July.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so it's a bottle that you turn into a rocket by pumping it up, and that's very cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you, besides being, I know you kind of want to be a professional golfer, is there something else that you'd like to do down the road when you get to be 25 or 30 or something like that? Have you thought about that? It's kind of early. You're 12, right?
Yeah. If I don't go pro in golf, I'm going to try and, I may try and go pro in baseball.
Oh.
Because I love playing baseball.
Okay. So you're a two-sport kind of guy, huh?
Yeah, I play basketball, too.
Okay. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you were talking about Pinehurst. And what do you have coming up as far as golf tournaments and golf competition?
So this September, I'll have some U.S. kids tournaments coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to be practicing a lot, just working on my game. I don't have too much going on right now.
Okay. So we'll have to do homework and kind of balance homework with golf a little bit.
Yeah, I won't be able to practice golf as much, unfortunately, because of school.
Right.
Yeah,
that's all right. We'll get school going, and that'll be fine. You'll find a good balance, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And do you have aspirations of going to college?
I want to go to University of Texas.
Okay. Want to be a Longhorn?
Oh yeah.
Why did you select Texas?
All my my favorite golfer went there.
Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Scotty went there, also one of my favorite golfers. He's like my third favorite golfer. And I just love University of Texas so much for some reason.
Okay. Have you been there and visited the campus?
I haven't, but we went to Texas one time. I really wanted to go check out the school, but we never had time.
Oh, okay. All right. But so Texas. And what city is the University of Texas in?
Austin.
Okay. Austin has a lot of good music in in Texas as well, or in Austin. Yeah, that's very cool, because I'm kind of a music guy, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so after the University of Texas, then what's the steps to turning pro?
I'm gonna just try and work really hard, and just try and get my PGA card.
Okay.
I'm gonna try and get it like 3 years into college, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe after college, but I just really, if I, I want to go pro, and it's just a dream for me.
Sure. That's an excellent goal for you.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And how do you end up getting your PGA card?
So you have, you can play in the Corn Ferry, and you can play in those kinds of tournaments, and you can get your card. You can play some Q school. And a couple of pros played in the Corn Ferry.
Okay.
And a lot of pros were just like super good, and they just got, I don't really know, but I think they just got their card. And you can just play a ton of tournaments in like the Corn Ferry, and if you play really good in that, I think it's the top 20, like in the points system, and so you get your PGA card, but It can be difficult trying to keep the card, though.
Oh, sure. You've got to, qualify at a certain level each time?
Yeah.
Okay. And so then when you start playing in tournaments, is there a tournament that always begins when you get your PGA card, or is it just the time of year?
I think it's just the time of year, I think. Like, whatever tournament's going on, let's say you get your card and the Farmers Insurance is coming up, like, if you qualify for that, you would play in it probably. So
okay, let me ask you this: when you're watching golf on television, and you see someone getting ready to putt, do you say, "Okay, now it's going to break right"? It's going to break. Talk to the golfers on TV.
Yeah, sometimes.
And do they listen to you?
Probably not.
Okay. Oh, that's terrific. This is amazing. You're just a bright young man. I wish you the best of luck. You're going to end up going to high school in Pueblo, probably Pueblo West, like your brother. He's a golfer in Pueblo West as well.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys play together quite a bit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a pretty good golfer.
Okay. Now, since he's old, how old is he?
He's 15.
Okay, so since he's older, does he give you tips, or do you give him tips?
I give him tips.
Really?
Yeah.
That's excellent. I love it. This is terrific. I'm talking with Brady Shaw, who's a tremendous golfer from Connect Charter School in Pueblo. And I just wish you the best of luck with your golf career and your school. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Can I ask you a couple of fun little personal questions, if it's okay? All right. What's your favorite video game, or do you have time for video games?
I have an Xbox Series X. I like to play Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, and then I like to play some, like, golf games. Drive, Chip, and Putt gave me the new EA Sports golf game, and so I love playing that. I love playing PGA 2K23.
Nice. All right. That sounds cool. Yeah. And do you like pizza?
I do. It's like my favorite food ever. I love pizza.
What comes on your perfect pizza, Brady?
Just plain cheese.
Cheese. Cheese and lots of it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for spending time with me on Pueblo's podcast.
Yeah.
Brady Shaw, an amazing young man, an amazing student, and an unbelievable golfer who could probably beat most adult golfers that you see on walking stick in Pueblo, right? You're very modest, but congratulations on your success, and we'll be watching for you. I'll be watching you when you get into the PGA and win the Masters sometime down the road. I'll say, I remember when I interviewed him. How about that? Is that a deal?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for being on Pueblo's Podcast.
Yeah.
That's Pueblo's Podcast. I'm Dave Moore. Be proud, Pueblo.